What up, Real Live Talk family? Let's live it up. Just live with me for a little quick second, you know? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. The one of one. Real Live Son of a One. You know what I mean? Welcome you to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Yeah. Streets is full of piranhas. They drink a lot of Vex, get a lot of sex, got a little Rolex, come and invest your Rolex. Yeah, yeah. Gritty.
From all the dope dreams and junkies, I learned from the best, the ones that's living and the ones that's put the rest. So I bless my chest with a vest and pack of Smith and West. And then I'm off to get the snaps, not the scraps. The game is be a real map, the name is cool.
This is my favorite hip hop artist, number one on my list in any era. Kool G Rap. If you don't know who he is, please Google him. You will find out that he ties into some controversial trending topics back in the days. If you do the right kind of Googling, you understand what I'm saying to you. But yeah, he's my ultimate number one favorite. Him and Scarface set my bar right there. But I don't own the rights, copyrights to this music here. It's fair use right here because there's a key part of this song that ties into the topic. Tonight's meaningful Monday night topic right here. So live with me real quick. Thank you all for living up, you know, tuning in with me. Let me go ahead and do what I'm doing. Yeah. Name of the song is It's a Shame. It's a shame. It's a damn shame. Sometimes it makes you wanna holla. I got a fly hole up under the wing. Everybody does the thing. If you step inside my ring, she'll bang it out and make your brain sing. She sits at restaurant tables with make boxes and singles. Make a share and they brand labels. She rock a sucker straight away. Yeah, honey, it's more basket the ounce. She walks around with Lucci and let the mouth me inside the bank account. Her name is Tammy, got a beach house in Miami. Miami. Rides around with a small Tammy and a silk and satin. Some patties. Bright lights. In real life, we after midnight. I hit it cause the split's tight. Wake up early and make my rounds. Break the breakdown. Back in the silver 4 pounds. Sometimes we try to be down. Light up a smoke and grab a stack of CeeLo. The slick stick up kids don't get no free. Don't go to sleep. I ain't trying to be broke. I go so loud for G-Rap business. Honey, nothing's funny. It's a damn shame what I gotta do to get the money. Here it comes. It's my shit right here. Rest in power to my my live señorita pana, shorty. Man. This used to be our shit right here, man. Getting it back in the days right here, but that's another conversation. Part right here. Another sweet hangover, yo.
No, it ain't no sweet hangover.
Oh, yes, indeed. It ain't no sweet hangover. Once again, it's the live one. The live is the livest. Your man, Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles, and I welcome you again to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. We're here with episode 54, season 5, all the way live 365. Real Live salute to all my Real Live flags that follow and support and listen in. Real Live salute to those that tune in and tap in when I send you those links. And definitely a Real Live salute to those that share the links. That's important, y'all. Real power is people. The more people you have access to, 9 times out of 10, your opportunities will increase. Your knowledge of all. It's a level up that is very slept on out here. Because so many people are closed-minded to that fact that real power is people. A lot of us are guilty for being very, very selfish and narrow-minded about value of people, measuring the value of people. So, a lot of people suffer in those instances. Simple as that. You know, because I always say it on here, real live disclaimer. On this podcast platform, right, chill. Keep it all the way real live with self, reality, the people, and life. Unapologetically. So, real live salute to those that respect that rule, that hidden rule right there in life. Real power is people. And the reason I played that song is for that moment. No sweet angle over. Go ahead and get into the topic. I'm not going to take long. My apologies ahead of time if I sound a little bit even keel. A little monotone. It's just one of those times, you know what I'm saying? But push through it. Make it happen regardless. But yes, the topic. This won't be a sweet hangover. This won't be a sweet hangover. Dot, 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 blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Live in. And what am I speaking on that right there? The hangover I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure that everyone has been looking and following and paying attention to the trendy topic going on with Sean Puffy Combs. Yes, indeed. Now, y'all already know, those that are day ones and understand exactly what I got going on with my podcast versus others' podcasts. I'm not one that binges and lives off of everything and only everything that's trending. Nah, but this one here is all about perspectives. Sometimes they take that individual or individuals to come with different perspectives on it, you know? And I'm one of those individuals. Yes, indeed. I've met people in my life that have been affected by this Diddy situation, and they're not even the big names. Their body language would change just bringing up how the hell I even recognize their asses. That's why I love being multi-talented. reach the masses one way or another. But the topic of this won't be a sweet hangover. Because this rabbit hole right here, I got a feeling, is going to be endless. See, one thing I've noticed, I've seen the pattern. When individuals inherit wealth, fame, success, and fortune without really putting the work in, it all came from the unapologetic willingness to sacrifice everything, everybody, and all without a second thought of it. But one thing I've noticed about individuals that inherit wealth and fortune and fame like that, they're becoming so emboldened and lazy that it almost becomes second nature to them to go into inhumane practices. We're talking about megalomaniac level right here. Fuck narcissists. Fuck controlling. All that bullshit is thrown out the window when we're talking about this Diddy, how it ties into the Diddy situation. Because the list can be endless. And he was one of the chosen individuals that, you know, was being used as a tool, you know what I mean? But regardless of that, I'm not going to get into the in-depth situation of how I feel about certain shit, you know, when it comes to the artists that were affected and fucked over by this guy here. We gonna talk about the bullshit that got everybody talking and looking all crazy. It's like a lot of y'all favorite artists, some of y'all's favorites. Oh, I had to take that laugh real quick because a lot of y'all's favorite artists are suspect as fuck. But maybe not to this detriment right here. But they suspect as fuck. They do some questionable stuff. It's levels to when it comes to being a sexual deviant out here. And one thing about humans, when they like something, and they love something, and they follow something, that's all they believe in. Nobody can tell them anything wrong, even if it's facts right in their face. That cognitive dissonance kicks in real fast. Can't tell them nothing bad about them. And I'm not one of those individuals that sit here and say, you know, I'm not one of those people that's trying to tell folks who to like and who not to like. I'm just saying, just be aware and open-minded to the fact that some of your favorite people might not be favorable. You know what I mean? They got some questionable ass shit. The moral compass is just really, really, really fucked up. If I don't agree with somebody's moral standards in life and principles in life, then I'm not fucking with you. That's just me personally. I don't give a fuck how live I rock with your music. There's some things that I'm just totally against. As a man, a black man in America, there's some shit I just ain't with. Politics, religion, that's two of them off the top. Families shitting on each other, that's another one. Individuals hurting children and kids out here, taking advantage of the youth. Ooh, that's a big one too. I don't care if you're a black child or not. I'm more favorable to black children, yes, because we get, you know, because of the history. It's in me. But I don't want to see no child getting fucked over and molested and raped and sacrificed like that. I'm not with the raping of women. I'm not with the raping of men. I don't have to be homosexual. You know what I'm saying? to be against that kind of shit. So I say that to say this. The accusations, the allegations that are being presented when it comes to this Diddy situation and the TD Jakes of the world and all the folks' names that are just coming out. I have no doubt in my mind that the names that's being dropped, y'all are guilty. You can save face all you want. Some of y'all are so worried about being liked that you will fucking sacrifice your own fucking integrity and livelihood to try and convince yourself, let alone the people that follow you and support you, that, you know, you're not this, but really you are. These videos that are being leaked, these interviews that are being leaked, you got people coming out the woodwork to fucking talk about certain shit. You know what I mean? Like, damn. This is wild. This shit is wild. And one thing I've seen is when you want to be a part of a certain group, you have to be willing to compromise. Yeah, you gotta be willing. A lot of these folks are willing. They won't say it. They won't admit it. They admit it to trust your close ones. If you don't catch them with your own eye, even if you catch it. Yeah, we in the times right now, you could catch a motherfucker in the act of it, and they still got some bullshit to... denials is coming. You know what I'm saying? Diddy was a representation of a certain group of individuals that run the world. They do what the fuck they want to do because they feel they can. And they have the money to buy or disappear your ass if it becomes an issue, or if you become an issue about it. The selling of your soul shit. I haven't seen an interview with an individual yet that has sold their soul and been able to buy it back. The no return policy is all the way in effect. No return policy on that. And like I say, this rabbit hole right here is going to be endless. Because there's going to be more names of individuals that y'all fuck with and love and cherish and praise. Some of your favorite artists and music artists and actors and actresses are on some other shit out here. And y'all just ignore it because you just love and praise their music so much and their talent so much. When they be giving you the motherfucking proof and evidence that they for that bullshit. Some shit is a little deeper than the average eye can see. R. Kelly situation. One of the hands down most talented individuals out here. In my opinion, next to Michael Jackson. Prince and shit. R. Kelly is a musical genius. But that man suffered from a disease and a sickness. And as long as he was making money for him, they didn't give a fuck. They ignored it. Some people ignored it because they were like-minded in the same disease and sickness. Others ignored it for the greed of money and fame and fortune. But R. Kelly is a very, 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 very good example of that. And the reason I named him is because, boo, he's still trending. This Diddy shit is bringing out and bringing more, shedding more light on it than it was shed on in the original form. But a lot of individuals still be, I don't care what anybody say. But, and that kind of bothers me when individuals say, I don't care. They start off with that. I don't care what. Hey, he got found guilty of it. You know. It was evident. I wish Aaliyah was still alive. Her story would be amazing right now, wouldn't it? If she didn't just sweep it under the rug and just try and live in love, that's all she tried to do. Push past it. But anyway, I don't know the end. I don't know the true facts of everything with that. I just know. I read body language very well. And when folks is not down to go with the status quo and to get along, to go along gang and all that shit, you know, then folks try to shun you out, make you look like you the problem, just because you ain't sitting there falling for the bullshit. That's the pattern right now. That's what goes on. You can't be against what everybody else is liking when it's a popular situation. And that's bullshit, in my opinion. Big bullshit. Hella. But this will not be a sweet hangover right here. Shit is out here. It's only going to get worse. I love it because it takes, you know what I mean? I love it because it's like, damn, finally, you know, the chickens is coming home to roost. I believe in karma. I believe in the universe. What you put in, put out, you will get back 10 times worse if it's some bullshit. 10 times better if it's some good shit. I believe in that because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've experienced it. I've lived it. I put out way more good than I do bad. And I've suffered terribly in more ways than I can fucking even name from the bad shit I done did out here. But I ain't never took nobody. I ain't never took no sex from nobody. I ain't never harmed no children. I ain't never robbed nobody that meant something to me. Stole nothing from them. Did any fuck shit to them. Trying to get them set up for the love of the bag. Helping individuals in the time of their need. Whether you know about their needs or you don't. You just help folks genuinely and wholeheartedly. That's a high for me. That is a high for me, because that's how you're supposed to be. That's me flexing and showing the God inside of me. I will get what I'm supposed to get in return. I don't need it from that individual. But you also now, you also have to know how to stand on business and stand up for yourself when you got users out here that are influenced real heavily by the users. And the fake-ass motherfuckers and the sexual demonized-ass individuals. And you know what I mean? I've had chicks sit there and bash me for having multiple children's moms and this, and that. When they favorite artists, I ain't gonna name no names. Got just as much going on, if not more. But because it's them, it's all right. Some of these broads will sit up and fucking be the next kid's mama because they think it's a come-up time. And it's a come-up, all right. Y'all going to be a victim of that. Now you a single mom. Now you a single mom. Fucking anthem going on out here. That pride shit, man, to fuck you down. Better than any dick or pussy that you ever came encounter with. Ignoring red flags, that'll fuck you down. That will not be a sweet hangover right there. Ignoring real live red flags. For whatever reason you choose to ignore them. No. This rabbit hole is deep, y'all. I ain't just about no Diddy shit is boom. Like I said, it's putting the eye and awareness to some shit that's been going on for years. All you individuals that get so much joy in taking your child to Disneyland and Disney World, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Yeah, expose your children to fun and a different life experience, but come on now. You better definitely understand the history of Disney. Nickelodeon. These hidden messages, subliminal messages that are in some of the cartoons and entertainment that y'all just love to put on your children. There's some wild shit going on out here. And a lot of y'all choose to be very blind and oblivious to it. Because you just doesn't fit in your, for whatever the reasons. I don't even, my bad that I stumbled on the words on that. I don't even give a fuck. For so many reasons. Whatever the reason be, everybody has their own reason why they choose to ignore some shit that'll change your whole fucking perspective on viewing things. I ain't checking my kids no Disney. I don't even want my kids in the school systems out here because they're set up just like the prisons and the jail systems. But nobody wants to, you know, they don't want to talk about that. You know what I mean? I put my life on the line every day, y'all. Not just stepping outside, but when you have the ability and the courage to speak up on what the fuck is wrong and what's right, you become an enemy to forces that really do have the power, will have the ability. The ability, the resources to influence some other shit in your life right there. Yes, indeed, that's facts of life right there. It's a very sad truth, but it is what it is. You'll become public enemy number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the numbers keep going on up. You'll be a part of a book and a list that you don't even know existed until you getting pulled over about some dumb shit. And they're asking you about some other shit. Yeah, been there and did that before. Had nothing to do with why the hell I got pulled over. It was just an excuse. I've seen many individuals get hit with that one. But not to get too far off the subject, it does tie in. The hangover will not be sweet. It's going to be a different kind of sour. Because we are here at that hour. Shit is getting exposed. Forces are being exposed. Groups are being exposed. Fuck shit is fuck shit. Whether you choose to accept it or you don't. And a lot of you choose not to accept it because you're just comfortable in your conditioning and your ignorance. That's a different kind of insanity I choose not to have around me. But I'm always willing to have conversations about it and talk to folks and see where they at with it. And that lets me know if I can vibe with you, live with you or not. We can grow or something, you know? I pay attention to everything. What you look at, what you watch, what you listen to, music-wise, influencer-wise, how you talk, how you dress, your views on this, this, and that. I look at all that shit. Body language, spiritual energy, sexual energy, all that shit. I pay attention to it all. And I refuse to be duped. Been duped before. It wasn't a sweet hangover either. So talking on the capacity I'm speaking on right here, man. Different level for me. Different level. Oh, wait. Definitely going to end up having a forum about this coming up very soon with the podcast team. And for those that love the trendy shit, well, you're going to get some trendy shit that's going to be getting spoke about. Coming from this live guy here that tries to stay away from it because there's so much more going. I don't look at what's going on. I look at what the fucking source is. You go to the beginning of the source. And a lot of you folks don't want to acknowledge that. You're so comfortable in your living status right now that you don't want to go to the beginning. Regardless if you were there or not. That's what a lot of you do. And you be looking like, you're so cool. You think you're so much better than folks, too, with that energy and that whack-ass, one narrow-minded ass, one-sided mindset. Like, damn. You better than me, but you refuse to accept real-life facts, huh? Okay. Makes sense now. Sometimes you understand exactly why a person is in the position they're in. based on. Being able to identify with real success versus what they say is success, it's two different things, two different energies, two different vibes right there. And a lot of you, if it's not what they say, you're against it. I'm about to live on out. I've spoken enough. I don't want to seem like I'm babbling and going all over the place. There will be a part two about this here because I want to get some different perspectives. Ask yourself, I mean, just pay attention, y'all. Chickens is coming home the roost, man, for a reason. And this rabbit hole will be endless. But it's always going to come down to the money motherfuckers is making for their handler before they get exposed. Once you stop making money for them, get ready for the shit to come down. Once you think you're bigger than the master, because y'all love to follow the art of war principles. You got other individuals that love to follow the Bible and the Quran, everything, you know. Man-made. God's way, Satan's way. It's a spiritual battle going on out here. Pick your side. Live out.
Hey, Red, let me talk on this, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, turn me up in the headphones, man. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all, I remember being stressed out and fat cream, but I ain't never lose sleep. My nigga, what's a visionary without dreams? I need a rest to see out schemes like navigation. My imagination could rewrite things. Only kings know about queens.
Right.
I found mine and I hired a maid to keep the house clean. Now where would I be without fiends? They took care of me, shit. Some even gave me their
house keys.
In 03, we was draft kings. Got a warehouse full of things just in case my accounts freeze. A marathon ain't about speed.
No, it ain't.
You gotta pace yourself. This ain't about greed.
Yep.
I told my bitch, I'm the man of the house. Let your spouse leave. Y'all niggas will bite your tongue till your mouth bleed. I was just giving out pills. Now that same safe is full of contracts and house deeds. I'm dealing with this anxiety and all these mental issues that's inside of me. I just want to see the best side of me. So I go inside of the booth and get privacy. Hide me in private masseuse, reflexology.
Yeah.
Gotta seek guidance and truth to respect modesty. Beefing with people that
set policies.
Knowing my product's the best quality, but this is how I gotta be. And I was always told to get rid of beef, lemon squeeze with a banana clip. That's bittersweet. I'm off balance chemically, mixed energy. Y'all mix money and power with bitch tendencies. It take more than money and power to get rid of me.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I ain't died yet.
Right.
You niggas tried and failed, homie. I'm God sent.
God sent.
It's a process when you a living prophet.
Right.
You manifest it, then you visualize it. That's how you turn something subjective into an object.
Trust. Lie.
Special tears because nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
So I cried out and cursed some letters. Like these verses that somehow explain my madness and stitch my soul together. Through special tears with broken fingers, I beat demons that had my mind possessed. Then I woke up to scratch marks on my face and bruises all over my chest. These shattered mirrors show jagged images. I barely recognize who I see. Blood, sweat, and tears, I write the teeth out the devil so he stops eating away at me. And my insanity's my genius. These special tears displaced his rage. You can tell by the blood stains in the margins. Water stained circles all over the page.
Live out, y'all.